Today is the 4th of July, and so there are many who have earlier today, and perhaps some in the evening, once it gets dark, will be watching the fireworks and celebrating what is a national holiday. It is, of course, the day or the date in 1776 when we declared our independence from England. And so it is the Independence Day holiday. When we talk about independence, we declared ourselves to be a sovereign nation. Now, it was necessary that a war be fought to establish our rights in that regard, but we declared our independence. The interesting thing about that is we established, as we became an independent nation, a constitutional form of government, established laws in our land. And so through the years, of course, with the establishment of that law, there are many who have desired to be wholly liberated from any law, and they have flouted the laws of our land, gone to prison as a result of it. There are many others who have labored diligently in the armed forces, for example, to protect our freedom to be a sovereign nation. And what we realize is that while we are sovereign in the sense of free from tyranny and free from other nations exerting authority over us, fact is, we still have responsibility and we still have obligation. In fact, a nation can remain a great nation only so far as that liberty that you receive is not a matter of license, but is recognized as being the responsibility of us all to maintain. It's something that we have noticed and recognized important building blocks of our nation. But that principle is something that is true spiritually as well. We talked in our Bible class today about the liberty that we receive in Christ. In Galatians chapter 5, he says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." And what he is telling the Jews on this occasion is, you've basically escaped the bondage that was under the law, as the law constrained us under sin. And as a result of that, he desired that they not go back to that. It would be like us going back to becoming a vassal state of Great Britain. We don't want to do that. We want to remain free and sovereign. And if we want to remain free in Christ, then we can't go back. That's the argument that he was making there. Paul also said in Romans the 6th chapter is that we should not continue in sin that grace may abound. The concept of grace and liberty is not something that grants license. We have responsibility to be obedient. Grace of God teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust and to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. In fact, Paul goes so far as to say that while we have been liberated from sin and the bondage of sin, we have become bondservants of Jesus Christ. And so it is wrong for us to think that our liberty is complete or total. We have responsibilities. We have those under whom we must give account and we must obey and submit to. And that is certainly the case with regard to our faith. Christ is our master. We are bond servants of His. He is the Lord. The fact is that because we submit ourselves wholly to Him, we have gained liberty from sin. And that is a wonderful, wonderful liberty that we have gained. So liberty is not complete and total. We do not have the right to stand here and say, "I have no responsibility to anyone. I have a responsibility to Jesus Christ." And you've heard the old adage in there was a commercial a number of years ago where a man was holding up an oil filter and he said, "You can pay me now or you can pay me later." And the fact is that if we decide to rebel against Jesus Christ and we insist upon our right to do whatever it is that we want to do and to live however it is that we want to live, well, we may consider ourselves liberated and free, but we will pay in the end, because it is a righteous thing with God to visit judgment upon those who are disobedient and rebellious. But if we will be a bondservant of Jesus Christ, we are liberated from the consequence of sin. In judgment, we will be found righteous and we will have an eternal abode in heaven. That is a wonderful liberty that is ours. So the choice is now or later. Will you stand before those assembled today and accept and admit and to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? There will be one day when all will. But which side will you be on, now or later? The question is asked, and we pray that you will answer it correctly. We want to offer an invitation at this time to all who are here and ask that you become a bondservant of Jesus Christ this evening, that you may receive liberty from the consequence of sin and the hope of eternity. If you will respond in that way, by repenting of your sins, confessing Christ as Lord, and being baptized to have your sins washed away, you can rise and walk in newness of life. The opportunity is offered to you this evening. If we can assist you or any other, we offer it at this time. Would you come? While together we stand, while we sing.